Well, let's take a look back at high school softball action from Saturday first. Get you caught up from the weekend. Class 4A Region 2 semifinals. Denison outlasting Lewis Central in a nice Hawkeye 10 conference showdown. 5-4 the final. Ballard beat Nevada 18-0. Also in Class 4A Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Carroll 6-1. Lamar's beat Bishop Heelan 2-0. In Class 5A Region 1 semifinals, Waukee knock off Thomas Jefferson 11-0. Ottumwa over Des Moines Roosevelt 10-0. Now, girls' softball play continues tonight. Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A regional finals set for tonight as we'll start filling in some of those slots in the girls' state softball tournament. In action in Class 3A tonight here in Atlantic, Atlantic will host West Marshall in a battle of teams rated in the top 10. That's a 7 o'clock start time tonight. Atlantic with a couple of victories to open up tournament play over Clarinda and Red Oak in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Now step outside the conference to face a strong West Marshall team. We'll have that game for you live tonight. No Cardinal baseball with the All-Star break happening right now. Major League Baseball, that clears the way for softball tonight. Chris Parks will have all the action for you this evening from the Atlantic Diamond as Atlantic will face West Marshall tonight. Again, that's a 7 o'clock start time. And you can catch it live here on KJAN. Also tonight in region, they're in Class 3A regional finals. Iowa Falls Alden will face Sioux Center. Spirit Lake plays at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Southeast Valley plays at Humboldt. Crestwood is at Center Point Urbana. East Marshall is at Mount Vernon. West Liberty at Davenport Assumption. And Albia plays at Solon tonight. In 2A regional finals tonight, Logan Magnolia at home as they'll face off against Des Moines Christian this evening. Trainer is on the road. Trainer visiting I-35 tonight in a regional final. Also, West Lyon plays at North Union. Alta Aurelia battles Central Springs. BCLUW will play at Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Dyersville Beckman Catholic will host Iowa City Regina. North Lynn is at Durant, while Pella Christian is at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont tonight. In Class 1A regional finals this evening, Remsen St. Mary's plays at Westwood. So Woodbury Central is at Akron Westfield. Fort Dodge St. Edmund plays at Montezuma. North Butler is at Clarksville. At New Albion tonight, Key will face Calamus Wheatland. Belle Plaine will play AGWSR. Sigourney goes to Martinsdale St. Mary's, while Murray and Colfax Mingo will tangle in Osceola tonight. Those winners all move on to the girls' state softball tournament. Also on Saturday, boys high school baseball getting underway and some district action. First round Class 2A play saw Red Oak beat Missouri Valley 4-0, and AHSTW fell in 11 innings, 1-0 to Shenandoah Saturday night in Class 2A District 16 first round play. Also in Class 2A District 15 play, it was Underwood over ACGC 7-0. IKM Manning defeating Panorama 8-6 to move on. In Class 1A first round play Saturday, Riverside beat Clarinda Academy 21-6 in District 14. In a District 13 first rounder, Southwest Valley downed Griswold 10-0. Also in regular season baseball, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 10-4 in Saturday play. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, homers by Tommy Pham, Paul DeYoung, and Luke Voigt powered the Cardinals to a 6-0 romp over the Mets. Lance Lynn tossed 3-hit ball over 7 innings and faced just 2 batters over the minimum. That win put St. Louis in a second-place tie with the Cubs in the National League Central. They're both 5.5 games behind the division-leading Brewers. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat the Chicago Cubs 14-3. Philadelphia over San Diego 7-1. Washington doubled up Atlanta 10-5. Miami beat San Francisco in 11 innings 10-8. Cincinnati edging Arizona 2-1. Well, it seems only fitting that Clayton Kershaw picked up his Major League leading 14th victory to cap one of the Los Angeles Dodgers' greatest first halves in team history. Kershaw is 14-2, needing just 99 pitches to toss a six-hitter in the Dodgers' 26th win in their last 30 games, 5-2 over Kansas City. He struck out 13 and walked no one to set a team record for the most wins at the break. Justin Turner homered twice and had 3 RBIs as Los Angeles improved to a Major League best 61-29. The Dodgers have won 18 of their last 19 at home, and they pace the National League West by 7.5 games over Arizona. A couple of other interleague games saw Milwaukee beat the New York Yankees 5-3. Colorado down the Chicago White Sox 10-0. In the American League on Sunday, it was Houston pounding Toronto 19-1. Tampa Bay over Boston 5-3. Baltimore over Minnesota 11-5. The Angels shut down Texas 3-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 5-3. Seattle blanks Oakland 4-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, Iowa beat Omaha 9-4. Indian second baseman Jason Kipnis will open the second half the way he began the season, on the disabled list. Kipnis strained his right hamstring during Saturday's win over the Tigers, and that injury isn't believed to be serious. Kipnis started the year in the DL with a sore right shoulder, and he's been bothered by a stiff neck. He's hitting just .232 with 8 homers and 26 RBIs in 66 games this season. In golf, PGA Tour rookie Xander Schauffele has earned his first PGA victory by rallying to win the Greenbrier Classic by one stroke over Robert Streb. Schauffele closed with a 3-foot birdie putt for a 3-under par 67 that left him 14-under for the tournament. He emerged as the winner after Streb, the third-round leader, Sebastian Munoz, dueled for first place for most of the final round. Streb came up short on a birdie chip to give Schauffele the victory. Catherine Kirk sank a 10-foot birdie putt on the final hole to close out a one-stroke victory over Ashley Buhai at the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic in Wisconsin. Kirk entered the final round with a 4-shot lead over Buhai before shooting a 2-under 70. She finished 22-under in her third LPGA Tour title, her first in 152 starts since 2010. Well, the PGA Tour returns to the Quad Cities this week for the John Deere Classic. It's the 20th anniversary of John Deere's sponsorship of the tournament, which at one time was called the Quad Cities Open.
The big thing that happened 20 years ago was the new venue, Deere donating land for TPC Deere Run, and then a real emphasis on charity. Out of the $81 million that the tournament has raised over its 47 years, $79 million of that's come in the last 20.
That's tournament director Claire Peterson, Deere & Company chairman and CEO Sam Allen says the tournament has raised the company's profile.
There's no doubt that our association with the PGA Tour, the John Deere Classic, has been a positive influence on that. So both from a business standpoint as well as from a community standpoint, we're extremely proud of where it's at right now, and we hope to take it a little bit further in the future as well.
First round of that tournament underway this Thursday. Elio Castroneves earned his first victory in 3 years by dominating Sunday's IndyCar race at the Iowa Speedway. The 42-year-old Castroneves led 217 of 300 laps in giving powerhouse Team Penske its first victory on Iowa's short oval in 11 tries. It was the 30th career win for Castroneves and his first since the Belle Island doubleheader in June 2014 at Detroit. He had finished second 8 times since his last victory. J.R. Hildebrand was a career best second, followed by Ryan Hunter-Reay, Will Power, and Graham Rahal. And longtime assistant football coach Bob Elliott has died following a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 64 years old. Iowa, where Elliott played and later coached, announced Sunday that he had died a day earlier. Elliott spent 38 years as an assistant for a number of high-profile schools. He spent 11 years as an assistant under Hayden Fry with the Hawkeyes. He also worked for Kansas State, Iowa State, San Diego State, and Notre Dame. Elliott spent the last 5 seasons under Brian Kelly with the Fighting Irish. He was set to become an off-the-field defensive analyst for Nebraska this fall. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.